Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's start today's show off with some bad news.
A man claims somebody stole his cheeseburger off of his motel nightstand in Benton, Arkansas. Haven't been, I'm sure it's lovely. In an attempt to solve the hamburglary, Keegan Byers filed a report with the police. Byers informed the officer that he had purchased two cheeseburgers at a nearby gas station. He reportedly ate one of the burgers and then placed the other one on the nightstand at the Trout Motel.
It wasn't even two McDonald's or two Burger Kings or two Shake Shack. You're talking gas station burgers?
I didn't even know they had them there.
What, you've never had a gas station burger?
No. You have?
Yes, man.
Yeah, they're not bad.
You gamble with your lives.
I've had the pizza.
No,
I've had a hot dog.
Hot dog, sure. Pizza, yeah. Burgers, no.
I've never even seen it before.
In the Midwest, at a place called Quick Trip, which is probably the greatest gas station in the world, maybe outside of Buc-ee's, those two hand in hand.
Okay.
They had burgers, and they had microwaves that you could microwave them. They were good, but the only time you ate them is when you were drunk. So I didn't have a problem. I just, you know.
You think Quick Trip is kind of like Mavericks? Like just like giant... with food inside, like a buffet.
And always clean.
When this guy woke up hours later, he saw that one of his gas station cheeseburgers was gone, and the report stated there was another person sleeping in the room at the time. That individual spoke to the police but claimed they did not touch the cheeseburger. The officer noted in the report that Byers was extremely intoxicated at the time of the incident, so he could have pulled a Mahoney here.
Eating in his sleep?
No.
Eating in his drunken stupor?
Mahoney one time accused somebody of drinking his shot of Jägermeister off of the bar when, in fact, he had just drank it. And he was screaming at the individual saying, "How dare you steal my alcohol? I just paid for that expensive shot." And I was like, buddy, hey, Mahoney, hey, Mahoney, you just drank that.
No,
I didn't.
No.
And he just stumbled off.
That guy bought me another shot of Jägermeister, too.
Did he really? I'm sure you needed it.
Success.
That's how you do it.
Well, some good news today as well. Doing a good deed works like a pain reliever. Researchers in China did a series of studies in about 300 people and found that doing good deeds can work like a pain reliever. One of the studies asked people if they'd like to donate to charity. When their brains were scanned with an MRI machine, they received a mild electric shock. And one of the ones who wanted to donate, there was less activity in the part of the brain associated with pain, so it didn't hurt as much. It even worked with chronic pain. When people with cancer were asked to cook something for other patients, their pain levels dropped immediately. It's not clear exactly why it works, but it might have something to do with evolution, is what they're saying. Basically, we've evolved to look out for each other and make sacrifices for the greater good, and when we do it, we get rewarded with what's called a helper's high.
Or is it just because you're getting distracted from your pain?
I mean, that could be it too, but don't ruin the story.
Okay.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the only piece of good news that we have today.
For sure. It's a helper's eye,
So you guys should go make me breakfast and feel better about yourself.
Yeah. I'll pass. I'll deal with the pain. So Amazon has had to fire four people that worked on the Ring team, and the reason why is because they were snooping on customers' video feeds without their knowledge. As a young lady, how do you feel about some rando employee looking at you while you're, say, walking around your house naked?
I obviously don't like it, but I'm truly just not shocked anymore. There is no sense of privacy with any of the technology that we're willingly putting in our homes.
But we're putting it in our homes for safety a lot of times.
Yeah,
we're doing it because we have kids. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to have that sort of technology available to you. But it's just sad that we're no longer surprised.
Nope, not surprised one single bit. Unfortunately.
Well, what is it? Who was it that said that those who give up liberty for safety deserve neither?
So Amazon said that they've fired four employees after they admitted that they abused their ability to view customers' video feeds. Hey, Amazon, why in the hell are they allowed to view customers' video feeds ever? Why is that not encrypted?
That should be a crime.
Yes, it is a crime.
Plain and simple. Like getting fired is not enough. When you are violating someone's privacy like that, we have signed a deal with that company, and you are not supposed to go in there and access that without my knowledge, without, you know, proper authentication. And the fact that these people are doing that, man, they're criminals. Plain and simple.
The only reason this came out, it wasn't the goodwill of Amazon that decided to let this.
Somebody else out
them? No, five U.S. senators actually were kind of grilling the tech firm on their security practices, and it revealed that in the last 4 years, there had been four separate instances which resulted in termination. Each individual had access to user video as part of their job role, but was deemed to have exceeded what was necessary for their job functions. Like, why would any employee ever need to view that?
Never.
So, like, if there's video that's being shot at my house, unless I go get that video off what should be an encrypted server,
yes,
and give it to the police or use it to post online because something happened at my house, I don't need somebody else being able to view that video ever.
You were murdered. If there was a crime that was committed, yes, maybe. And the police give a warrant to Amazon, then they
should. If it goes through the proper channel,
yes,
but not just some random employee named Bob.
This is why I don't like. I like my Ring. I like the idea of a whole house surveillance, but stuff inside, like, that is a no-go for my household. Like, we will not have video cameras in the house. And I don't know if you've seen.
I'm not mad at you for that. I mean, that makes sense.
We don't have a kid, so it's different right now. But still, like, even then, it's still one of those things. Like, I don't.
It's
know
even creepier when you have kids. It's like it's such convenient technology, but yeah, do you really want to put a camera in your kid's room?
It's almost like Big Brother to an extent.
It is Big Brother, 100%. We have realized 1984 in the year 2020, you know, even though it's been going on for the last couple years. But the thing for me, when it comes to, like, all of the surveillance and the convenience, I can we go back from it? I don't know if we as a society are prepared to do that.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's necessary for us to go backwards. I think that we need to put laws in place, like you say all the time. We need to just put things in place that have that are as advanced as the technology that we have.
Yeah, that's
the
problem.
So, if you want to make six figures,
I do.
Then go work at Taco Bell.
That's too much work.
Honestly,
for me.
Kind of down. You trying to get some late night quesadillas?
I mean,
what's up, man?
I'll get fired. My friends will be getting them for free. Come through the drive thru, I'll hook you up.
We can swing through on the way to the show, and Mahoney can hook us up with the some late night quesadillas and cheesy gordita crunches for the Dave and Audrey Morning Show.
you got to say the password. The fat man rides at midnight.
No, but they're paying some of their managers a six-figure salary starting later this year. The nation's fourth largest fast food company announced it will test the higher management salary at its company on restaurants in select locations. The increase represents a pretty significant bump. Right now, it's around like $50,000 to $60,000 for managers working at Taco Bell's company-owned restaurants. Figures for franchise management salaries not available, but in Irvine, California, they're saying, you know, that we have to pay this kind of money in order to attract quality employees.
Of course. That's how it all works.
I thought this was going to be in, like, Toledo or St. Louis or somewhere in Texas, somewhere, you know, like, normal places. But Irvine is one of the most expensive places on the planet to live. Like, even if you are making $100,000 in Irvine.
Is that essentially minimum wage?
No, but it's like making $35,000 in the Midwest.
You're kidding.
No.
Whoa.
I have a couple friends who live in Irvine, and the price of living down there is insane. I mean, with $100,000 a year, no way you're affording a house. You've definitely got an apartment that's going to be in excess of $2,500 a month.
So the idea, especially if you have a family, right? I mean, it can get really expensive really fast down there. In-N-Out has been paying its managers $100,000 or more over the last 10 years. So it's not like it's anything new. But the stigma is, you know, working in fast food, you're not going to make any money. They're trying to erase that because they need to attract quality employees.
In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A are the two that usually pay the highest for their store general managers. And you can see a quality in the product, you know, like, and it's amazing. Like, In-N-Out pays their employees a pretty decent wage as well. And I don't know about you, like, even though I'm not a huge In-N-Out fan by any means, they have a good product. It's just not for me most of the time.
Burger's fine. Fries trash.
No, the fries are way better than burgers.
Oh, boy.
You roll in there, and all the employees are always in a good mood. Same thing with, like, Chick-fil-A. It's like you got a good level of service, and those people like doing their jobs, and the food comes out better. So I'm more likely to frequent those places.
Well, what about Domino's Pizza, another big corporate food chain? Italy is furious right now because they are going to put 880 Domino's Pizzas in Italy.
Good.
The U.S.-based company entered the Italian market back in 2015, now wants to expand. They first started with 28 stores, and they're like, well, let's see if this works. The expansion plans have already sparked a backlash in Italy, where the American version of pizza has been long viewed as inferior.
Okay. Hey, Italy? We're gonna keep exporting Domino's and democracy to you because you're voting for Mussolini's in 2020.
Yeah,
like you have no right to talk about culture and food and all that. And also,
they actually said that we need to respect tradition and not put Domino's over there. You know what? The thing is, like,
are the ones buying it.
Yeah, let the free market work it out. Yeah. Like, if there's such a backlash, then it won't work, right?
The fact that the Domino's is going, we have 28 stores now. Let's like, I don't even know what it is. Like, add 30 times.
400 more. Times. Yeah.
Let's add 800 now.
Yeah.
The reason they want to do that is because Italians are buying Domino's. Because it's cheap and easy.
And now that they've got that delivery insurance, I mean, it's just fantastic.
You know what I saw the other day? That blew me away?
What?
I saw a Little Caesars with a drive-thru.
Wait, haven't they already had those?
I don't know. I'd never seen one.
God, we're so fat. We can't even get out of the car to go get our pizza.
It's a $5 hot ready in the drive-thru? I was like...
Does it even fit through the window of your car?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys should totally do, like, a Tux Tuesday or something. We used to do that in high school, like, where we all came on Wednesdays and wore suits. But you guys could, like, take it so much further and do tuxedos. Then, like, literally you could call yourself the best-looking radio show.
Message deleted.
Couple of tuxes, an evening gown, and Mahoney, you would look fantastic in an evening gown.
That's right.
I just think that would just be
I would
a nice
use
touch.
That double-sided tape, definitely, to hold my...
bazungas up.
That's right. Hold my moobs back.
Giddy up.
We've done many different...
Did that. It's actually not that hard. Taking it off is the worst.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Really? Is it like ripping off just one huge Band-Aid?
Yeah, because it's going over your nips. So I mean, just
it does go over the nips? Ow.
If you're hoisting them up, yeah.
My guess is I'm slightly hairier in that area than you are.
Oh, boy. God, I hope so.
It's going to really hurt.
Wow. That's a weird thought.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, you don't get a good morning. You don't get to be good looking and get good morning wishes. That's not the way life works, all right? So, not a good morning to you, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
Well, I guess Audrey and I, us the butt ugly ones, and Ian as well, at least we get a good morning.
He didn't even mention you guys.
Didn't even mention
us. But I feel like it's unfair for me being so tall and so handsome and so talented not to be recognized with a good morning. Because I'll tell you this, here in the building... I said good morning a couple months ago to somebody, and they just looked at me.
Oh, boy.
Like I was an a-hole.
You haven't forgotten
Point
about
them out,
that.
Man.
I will never
Point
forget that. I can't wait for that person to get fired. Wow. I'm rooting for them to get fired.
I'll take
what
care
are you
of
talking
them.
About?
Bad like, things to happen to
maybe,
them.
Maybe they're just having a bad day or they had something else
Doesn't
on their
matter.
Mind.
No. You fake it.
Maybe they
you
are
fake it.
Are hard of hearing.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe they were just in awe that Mahoney, of all people, said good morning
to
them.
Oh, that could be
maybe
it.
Maybe that. They were just shocked.
Speechless.
Oh, my God. She
speechless.
Spoke to me.
This great-looking, tall, dashing
they
man.
They froze in the moment.
Then
they
he bounced it right back.
Oh, shiver me timbers. Mahoney has spoken to me. And then for the last couple of months, they've just been in the shower every day like, I should have said hello back. Oh, God, I froze.
Yeah.
What have I done?
You're never
I bet he's rooting for me to get fired.
Yep. I wish ill upon you and yours and your entire house.
Wow.
No more good mornings for you.
Oh, that's right. Geez. Never again.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Also, you really want to tilt Mahoney next time he says hi to you? Just don't say anything.
Just look at him dead in his eyes.
Look at him.
You ever seen Steve Buscemi when he's putting on the makeup?
Putting on the makeup and Happy Gilmore?
That's
yeah.
how you end up on the list, Dave.
Or was that Billy Madison?
That was Billy Madison. Yeah, whatever.
So my girlfriend really wants to get that Roomba thing for the house, but I just think it's too big and awkward. Screw Roombas. We're vacuums for life.
Message deleted.
Vacuums are bigger than Roombas.
Yeah, Roombas are teeny. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And what's wrong with a little robot cleaning your house? And also, the upside is if you have a baby or a cat and you set it on the Roomba, you can go viral.
Have you ever tried that before?
No, I don't know. We don't have a Roomba.
You have a... Oh, I was going to say... I think you were going to say you don't have a cat. I was like, but you have a baby.
A couple of them. Toss them on there. See what happens. We used to have a fourth.
K-92. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's a very aggressive Roomba. I mean, it really did its job. A little too well, perhaps. Oh, no.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Facebook has done the right thing, and they have stepped up, and they said that they are going to ban all political ads that knowingly contain false information. And we can all agree that that's good for the betterment of our society as well as the political process, right? Only that's not true. Facebook said, no. We want to protect free speech, even if it's knowingly a lie, which isn't really how it works for the rest of everyone else, right? Uh-huh. Like on this radio station, for example, you'll never hear an ad that knowingly has fake information in it because it violates all sorts of rules.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's also because they're like, it's obviously money going into their pockets, right?
Like since, being paid since when do you dollars? Just cash in doing what's right for a couple of more dollars?
When did you ever think Mark Zuckerberg would ever do anything right? The dude is a freak.
But since when does it go,
weirdo.
He's a weirdo, so let's just let him get away with it.
No, we should let him get away with it, but our politicians
are busy
doing
it. These are out of control.
I agree.
They're out of control.
And they're even publicly saying it, and they're not even getting in trouble for it.
They're like, yeah.
They're just coming out there like, try me. What are you going to do?
Because they probably have something on every one of these politicians in Washington. They have, you know, the tracking, the information that they have. They're probably just like, yeah, try something. Then we're going to release who knows what.
So speaking of politics, a bill introduced in the Vermont Senate would make it illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to use or possess a cell phone in the state.
Get out of here.
This is so stupid.
Whoever the politician who introduced this bill...
Okay, boomer.
Really.
No kidding. His name is John Rogers. He said he introduced the bill to make a point. He said he's a strong supporter of Second Amendment rights to bear arms. The legislature seems to be bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights. And so he based that information presented on this bill. A cell phone is much more dangerous than a gun. Because, yes, all sorts of people are getting mowed down with cell phones.
Also, you know, you are allowed to have your beliefs and whatever you, you know, if you your right to bear arms, plain and simple. But how about you just do your job rather than introducing stupid bills that have nothing to do with the right to own guns?
There's a lot more focus, like even just our previous story. Like, hey, how about you tackle? Yeah, phones are also a part of Facebook, but why don't we start tackling the bigger issue of privacy here instead of
they don't understand.
He said the internet and social media, accessed primarily through cell phones, are used to radicalize and recruit terrorists, fascists, and other extremists.
Get this guy.
He's saying that anyone under 20.
Take a nap.
take a nap, old man.
Hey, bro, most countries that have iPhones are not radicalized.
Yeah.
Most countries that have McDonald's are not radicalized. Plain and simple. That's not what's doing it. How about just do your job and also let the world politics, let them be focused on by, you know, Congress and the Senate. You're a state senator. Focus on the state of Vermont.
Be better, buddy.
Yeah.
A Japanese billionaire is giving away $9 million on Twitter.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. He's put the old adage, money can't buy happiness, to the test by giving away $9 million to his Twitter followers as part of a social experiment. His name is, Yasuku Maizawa. He's
going to
dole out 1 million yen or about $9,000 to 1,000 followers to see if the cash boosts their overall happiness. So $9,000 to 1,000 people, $9 million. The lucky recipients will be selected at random for those who retweeted his January 1st post. Announcing the giveaway by midnight January 7th, the post received more than 4.1 million retweets.
I mean, that's more than the Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets tweet or the Ellen at the Golden Globes or the Oscars the other year with all the famous people on it.
I'm kind of happy that I didn't see any of this in my timeline. I'm a little surprised considering got that many retweets that I didn't see it at all, because I will regularly see people retweeting the obviously fake, if you retweet this,
yes,
I'll give, you know, Cash App, whatever. $1,000 to one of my followers. And I'm like, okay, that's a scam. Like, how are you that dumb to fall for that? I kind of pity those people. But I didn't see this at all, and this is seemingly legit.
But we probably did. We just didn't know what it was because we couldn't read it.
Well, I mean, I like that he's saying that this is a social experiment.
You're right.
Really, this is just another way to advertise your own dumb Twitter account. Like,
it's just a flex.
Here's what I don't understand. You're a billionaire. You don't need to be popular. You already got $1 billion. You got several. You're like $9 billion.
Do you know what's a lot better than being popular? Being rich.
Yes. Like, there is nothing scarier.
Do you know how much
it would
suck to
be famous and poor?
Oh, my gosh.
It's the worst.
Famous and poor?
Yes.
Like, you hear it all the time, like these rock stars that, you know, make it huge and everyone knows who they are, and then they blow all of their money because they're bad with it. And next thing you know, you're totally broke. but everyone knows who you are. Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be? I mean,
yeah,
at least
that's pretty awful.
Like, being broke,
now,
nobody knows who we are. You know, it's
blend in anonymously. You know, nobody. But like, even somebody like Dane Cook. Dane Cook was the biggest comic in the world. Made tens of millions of dollars. Made I think somewhere in the range of like $60 million.
Yeah, his brother stole it all from him.
And his brother stole almost $45 million or something crazy like that.
Was his manager and stole all of his money.
And you know what? Dane Cook got crapped on. He got too big, too fast, too popular.
He became the Nickelback of comedians.
He did. And you know what? Every interaction we ever had with that guy.
Super nice guy.
And a pro.
Yep.
Always on time. Yep. Always right there. And I'm just like, man, this sucks so bad. Because there's no way you can recreate that kind of lightning in a bottle for a career like that.
Nope.
So luckily, we'll just be not famous and poor, and we'll be able to go on with our sad lives.
Tread water and mediocrity forever. It'll be wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be great.
So a British cricket player was hit in the junk by a pitch, and his painful cry kind of tells the story, but the announcer said it was the...
Oh, we have audio of this?
Oh, yes. The announcer says it was not the first, not the second, but the third time he had been hit that evening.
Oh, my God.
Some sources say it was only the second time, and from the audio, it sounds like maybe it is the second time, but would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, no!
Why? That, unfortunately, is the third time this evening.
Oh, no.
He might not get up from this.
He's not in good shape.
Yeah, when your partner's looking quite concerned. Yeah, I think he's in a bit of strife.
Cricket? You mean...
Oh, no!
Poor guy. Oh, geez, like, why? Why again? Why me, God? Why me?
Is that how the name of cricket got its sport? Got its name. The sport of cricket got its name because that's the sound it makes when it impacts there. Cricket.
Oh no!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So you come back to work after a bunch of time off for the holidays, and maybe it takes you a little while to get back into it. At least for us. It's a...
Who are you kidding? We mess up all the time, constantly. We've been doing this for 11 plus years, Dave.
You're right. I just have to find something new to blame it on every week. Before the holidays, the holidays are coming up. Uh-huh. Now it's like, oh, the holidays just happened. You know, it's convenient, but you're right. We just suck.
It's the... it's the blooper reel.
Well, they don't know how to do anything because you never taught them how to do anything. That's how the history of human knowledge has been passed down generation to generation. That's how the history of human knowledge has been passed down generation to generation.
2 in 5 adults can't fix a single household problem without Google.
Okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in this room.
Four
people in this room.
Where did you get 5?
Okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in this room. Four people in this room.
Oh, yes.
Whatever.
Somebody logs up before they even open the mic. Keep silence. Oh, yes.
Whatever.
Somebody logs up before they even open the mic. Keep silence. Before they even open the mic. What town in Massachusetts did the witch trials take place in 1892? What town in Massachusetts did the witch trials take place?
You know, I'm not a big fan of the physical activity, so I want to see how little work I could actually do and still remain employed. How little work I could actually do and still remain employed.
Drinking killed nearly 1 million Americans.
That's insane. Yeah. And I feel like it's because, two, we're a binging.
You're going to start suing
your local pub
if you get drunk and hook up with somebody that you didn't want to.
Sue Budweiser because you had 1 too many Bud Lights.
Right. You're going to start suing
your local pub
if you get drunk and hook up with somebody that you didn't want to.
Sue.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in this room. Four people in this room.
Before they even
open
my
ear. That's how the history of human knowledge
has been passed down generation to generation.
We're a binging.
And still remain employees.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
This is a good time to remind you that we are professional broadcasters.
I hate that so much.
Somebody actually pays us to do this.
I feel bullied.
Joke's on them.
You are being bullied.
I am being bullied.
We all are, but for good reason. We deserve this. Hit me harder. Correct my behavior.
Still not working. Maybe we just like it.
Yeah. Oops, I messed up again. Here's the paddle.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So if you're wondering why the 15 was all jammed up yesterday, and maybe not so much for us that live here in Las Vegas, for people that were coming in from California, it was a disaster. They had it shut down for hours. A 27-year-old murder suspect drove about 200 miles through the desert before he was fatally shot by police on the freeway, stranding motorists for up to 19 hours and backing up traffic for miles on that main road between Southern California and here.
There's nowhere to go if you get stuck, though. That's the problem. I mean, we've all been stuck either going to Southern California or coming back because of an accident or nothing as crazy as this, but 19 hours?
I mean, do you just turn your car off at that point?
You have to. Otherwise, it'll just run out of gas.
Yeah.
This guy reportedly killed a 55-year-old in Bakersfield and drove all the way up this direction, got near the state line, and that's when he got into a shootout with police, and they ended up killing the guy.
See ya.
Yeah, but it just really just stinks for everyone that obviously got snarled up in that, because you spent an entire day just standing on the side of the road.
It's not like there's food or restrooms or you're just in the desert.
You literally just turn around and just try to go back. But I've been in that situation before on the 15 between here and Southern California, where there was a horrible accident where an 18-wheeler went off the road and they shut the whole thing down. And there was people that were trying to turn around and go back and head back to Las Vegas. But those medians, there's like soft dirt in them in places. And so all these cars were just getting stuck. And so there was just like a group of like seven of us guys that were going around like pushing all of these cars out because we had nothing else to do.
Right.
So we're like, all right, sure, why not? But yeah, just stunk for people, man. Like, I feel bad for you.
I can't even imagine 19 hours sitting on the pit. I spent
some motorists forced 10? To sit at the roadblock through the night and then much of yesterday.
Just imagine, too, if you were at a spot with no cell phone service. That is the definition of hell.
So the Jeopardy Greatest of All Time is going on, and Ken Jennings is the man to beat. Jeopardy legend became the first contestant in the Best of Seven series to win two matches, ending the second game with a total of 67,600 points. Jeopardy James came in second with more than 33,000 points, and that Brad guy just not doing great.
You know what? I feel like this might be an unpopular opinion. Yeah, like, go James. I know he's like a local dude, like, yeehaw, whatever, but I'm a Ken fan. I like Ken.
Yeah.
I'm an A1 for Ken. He's always writing those, like, his name in cute little ways on his board, and he just seems so nice and...
He doesn't seem smug that he's that smart, which is kind of nice.
He seems like a nice guy. I like Jeopardy James because how much he reps Las Vegas.
Well, and he does a really good job, like, with charity and giving back. Absolutely. And all that
stuff. But Ken Jennings is the OG.
He is the OG.
He's the OG. He's not even relevant really in this.
He'll need to win three in a row in order to win the $1 million top prize.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, runner up is gonna walk away with $250,000.
I think both of the runner ups get $250,000.
But man, I tell you what, like you were just saying, like, Alex Trebek just not looking great,
that
man.
Sucks.
Just
no,
sucks.
He came on the TV last night and I started crying.
Did you really?
Because I haven't watched it every single day since it started. So I popped it on last night and he's looks great. Like, his skin looks the color gray.
I mean, going through chemo and all the radiation and everything that he's going through, man, it's like anybody you know who's ever gone through cancer, it just sucks. And because, you know, you feel like you know, like, even though none of us know Alex Trebek, we feel like we do.
We've watched him
been part of our lives for our entire lives.
And he's a good dude, too, unlike Pat Sajak, who's a chump.
Yeah.
So Steve Sisolak was at CES, which is winding down now, and he urged technology leaders to consider Nevada as a place for investment and company expansion during CES 2020, which is exactly what you'd hope the governor of the state would be doing. At Wednesday night's dinner, its technology leaders were all gathered together. He spoke to the crowd and said, "Technology is the future of our state. Technology is penetrating every industry, and in the not-so-distant future, nearly every career field will require at least some knowledge of computer science, and Nevada is no exception." He said that technology could help to diversify the economy, which would cushion it for future economic downturns, as well as advanced industries that are already well established, like the tourism industry. Said hotels are in need of cybersecurity analysts to make their network secure. Gaming manufacturers always looking for software engineers to design games that draw on a younger audience. And he pointed to the state expanding access to computer science programs at over 67% of high schools, as well as both University of Nevada, Reno, UNLV's designation as top-tier research universities. It still has room to grow.
Yeah, I mean, we've been, UNLV's had a computer science program since, you know, for a very, very long time now. And I love the fact that we are, you know, becoming, looking, being looked at like as one of these tech hubs here in the United States. But my only issue is, bring in these companies, bring in the Teslas, bring in the Amazons, and bring in these
Googles
other...
Googles and everything else,
bring them in, because we have a unique situation here in Nevada. The fact that, like, we are... Not that we're natural disaster impervious, but, like, the fact that our weather here is so good, the fact that natural disasters like tornadoes and earthquakes aren't super prevalent here, you know, this is a great
place
for...
Almost never happens, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great place for that, but just stop giving them these insane tax breaks to, you know, like, just giving them the keys to the kingdom like you did with Tesla and the battery factory up in Reno.
That's, like, that's the problem, though. Like we'll never win those contracts because so many other broke states are willing to bend over backwards.
Like, you can go to Arizona, maybe, but you don't want to stay in Arizona. And you can't do it in California because California is not going to allow that stuff. They're going to, like, pay up.
Yeah.
So I think we have to hold our ground here in Nevada. Like, if you want to do business in the state, contribute to the community, contribute to the schools, contribute to the roads, and contribute to the society that we've already built here. It's not a free ride.
And finally, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is coming back to ABC for the 20th anniversary. Can you believe the show's been around for 20 years?
I did not even know it was still on TV.
And Regisville, but still kicking, even though he's not hosting.
He's not hosting. In fact, a Las Vegas local is going to be hosting it this time around. Old Jimmy Kimmel is going to take the reins, which actually is pretty fantastic.
Makes me want to watch
that.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel is one of the best personalities on TV, in my opinion, and love the fact that he's tied to Las Vegas. And him hosting this show, like, him doing anything is great.
Yeah, I mean, ABC loves him, so yeah, the fact that he's doing it, like, if they would have brought Regis back, I would have been interested. Cedric the Entertainer.
I don't want Regis. I don't want to watch him die on TV.
Regis is never going to die. He's an elf. Like, like they live. He's like a little dog. They live forever.
He's a hobbit.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What's something that you can't believe somebody in your life spends that much money on? Like, maybe it's your significant other. My wife always in the shop, and I joke with her about that. I'm like, you're constantly getting your nails done, your eyelashes done, your hair done. It's like every single week there's another appointment for something.
She wants to look pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, she already looks pretty. She doesn't need any of that.
It makes us feel good too.
Okay.
It's not about you, Dave.
I know it's not.
It's not.
And that's the problem.
Whoopsies.
That was too honest. Sorry.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is somebody in your life that spends a whole bunch of money on something and you can't believe they dropped that much cash? Leslie wants to let me know that pedicures are necessities, not luxuries. I would agree with that. I mean, you know, especially like the nails, because I'll see my wife's nails when like the little gels start coming off.
Yeah. Does it give you the heebie-jeebies?
It doesn't really bother me that much. It's just they look pretty bad. And then she'll sit there and just like peel them off.
Yeah. Which is so funny because my husband doesn't notice any of that kind of stuff. But I obsess over it.
Yeah.
Like, I could go, like, I could not even have a thumb and he wouldn't even notice.
He
would.
Small finger. Pinky finger.
Later on in your relationship. Thanks.
I would notice. Just
got to spice it up. Sean, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I got somebody that spends too much money on bicycles.
On bicycles?
A coworker,
okay.
Every week, new bike, $800, $900 bikes.
Wait, why is he buying a new bike every single week?
He just loves bikes.
What kind of bikes? Are we talking like those road bikes with the dudes in the like the spandex, or is he like a BMX guy?
There's all kinds. There's mountain bikes. You got the battery power bikes and helmets, all kinds of different helmets. And
is he buying and reselling?
Where does he keep them all? Yeah.
In his garage.
It's a cycling aficionado.
Garage.
Does he own?
Is he a millionaire?
Bike? Yeah, like how does he have that much money to drop $900 on a bike
every
week?
He's not a millionaire. He's not a millionaire.
Does he eat food?
Does he have children?
Yeah, I have so many questions.
Is he slowly selling his body parts? What is going on here? All right, Sean. Thanks for the call today, man. Appreciate you.
Those road bikes, though, like it's like a cult. Like the bikers, okay. Like it's nuts. And those bikes, like even $900 is on the low end for some of those. I've seen like the high end road bikes go for like $3,500 to five grand. It's you could buy like again. That's more than my first two cars combined.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you're not Lance Armstrong.
And I don't got a pedal. Well, sometimes I had to pedal those cars. They sucked.
How about this one? My wife goes out to eat with her friends every Tuesday after they get off work, and she always pays for everyone. They all have jobs. They could pay for their own meal, but nope, she always pays for them. Usually it's around $80 to $100, but she wouldn't get a new pair of glasses that she needed because they were, quote, too expensive.
I like when we go out, if I go out to lunch with friends, I don't mind paying. You know, like I like doing that. It's a nice gesture.
But if it's every single
Tuesday,
week,
it's a girl's day.
But are they going out like on Wednesdays and somebody else pays for everybody?
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
That would make sense, but otherwise doesn't make sense. Speaking of bikes, this one got texted over to us. I own 3 $8,000 mountain bikes.
Woo!
$8,000.
What a flex.
Why? What? What?
What? $8,000 mountain bike couldn't cut it. You need three.
Does it come with a mountain? Like, seriously.
What the hell? The Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Again, I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad at all.
I'm just curious, why you need three. Because,
three $8,000 mountain bikes, just buy a Razor. That thing's way more fun. You don't have to pedal it.
Nah, you'll flip one of those things, man.
They got roll cages, man.
Too dangerous.
That's fine. Nope.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Somebody in your life that spends a ridiculous amount of money on things. Audrey has actually made her list of the things that she has spent money on this week. And would you care to go through it?
I'm not proud of this. This isn't a high point of my, it's kind of a revelation. I got my lashes done, my nails done, spray tan, facial yesterday.
Hold on, I'm trying to keep up your lashes, nails, spray tan, facial, lunch out. We're not going to count that. Let's just go with the self-care thing. So that's four.
Did I already say nails?
Yep, nails, hair, lashes, spray tan, facial.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
You're such a liar.
Okay.
I got some shoes earlier this week.
Okay.
Well, sometimes it's a new year.
It was on sale.
Like, if you can't treat yourself, why are we working? This is what, when I tell my wife, when we have these discussions of, what are you doing with your life and, what are you spending
Why are you just donking
on?
All this money
and
on?
And it doesn't matter to her in any way because, we are married, but we don't have kids, and we keep all of our finances separate. So it really doesn't matter. But, it's sometimes the reason we work is because we want these things. And, these are the things that get you through those hard times at work. Like, when I'm buying, if I go through a thing, you see me buy, three new cameras. You know that,
he's unhappy at work. He hates
us.
I'm
dealing with something.
He hates us. How about this one? My husband and I have spent over $8,000 buying sports memorabilia and stuff for our house. See, with sports memorabilia, though, you talk yourself into,
it's worth it.
This is going to be worth even more later.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do with the camera gear. I'm like, oh, the resale value on this will be fine. We just got an update, Dave, about road bikes. Jeff on Twitter, at Dave Mahoney, tweeted us, "You guys are a bit off on the high-end road bikes. I bought the lower end of the high-priced carbon bikes this year, and it was $3,500. A high-end road bike is $8,000 to $10,000 easy."
Wow.
Wow. That's nuts.
Oh my gosh.
Andy, I thought my Peloton was. I feel much better about my Peloton experience now.
Yeah.
Some guy did comment on her Facebook. I heard about some guy who blew a bunch of money on a Peloton.
Could be using it.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be. Are you?
Could be.
Are you?
Don't ask what I do in my private time.
Andy said, "Back in my younger days, I used to blow so much money and about half my paycheck at strip clubs and on one dancer in particular. I spent so much at strip clubs that I was actually invited to my favorite dancer's college graduation because I was a primary reason she was able to afford school." She was actually stripping to work her way through college.
Hell yeah, girl.
Get it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Hell yeah, girl. Work that, Andy.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So a ridiculous amount of money. Maybe it's her significant other that spends it. Maybe it's a friend of yours. Maybe a coworker. This one, Justin on Twitter said, my roommate spends $9 a day on cigarettes. It's crazy, but then again, I did just spend $107 on weed, so...
Well, one's much better for you than the other, and those.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, $9 a day, I mean, that adds up pretty quick, right?
So, that's a pack a day.
How much is that a year? Ooh. Nine times 365 or 366 since it's a
About $4,000 a year?
$3,294.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, that's post-tax dollars too. That is a lot of money.
A lot of money. Baron said, my kids buy skins for Fortnite. Me being the intelligent creature that I am, thought they got some special power or weapon or something with them. But after about 20 skins for both my boys and daughter, they informed me that they're just changes of clothes. I spent $20 on each one for a set of damn video game clothes. What are you talking about?
It's even worse, man. Even worse is there's a game called Team Fortress 2, and it's not even a change of clothes. It's hats. You're just buying hats. Video game hats. But to be fair, Fortnite is free. That's how they make
their
money.
That's how they make
that's how they make their money.
I mean, I guess, but if he just, you know, rattled off $20 a piece at
$60. No, I don't think they're like $2 a buck or something like that.
Still, man, that's oof.
You got to make your character. You want to make your character look good, Dave.
And it also shows whenever you're playing Fortnite that you're like,
you're into
really
it.
Invested.
Yeah,
like you are the Fortniter.
CJ on Facebook said, in my case, it was too little money. My ex tried to buy a 30-foot yacht listed on Craigslist for $5,000. When something is underpriced for what it usually is, no one that's smart goes anywhere near a yacht that's listed for $5,000 on Craigslist. Rumor has it he also recently bought a hot air balloon last summer. Boy, I hope he got a good deal on it. How about this one? Scott said, for my dogs, I'd rather spend so much on them. Vet bills might be our biggest expense. I haven't done the math because I don't want to know how much I've spent, but they're worth every penny.
I mean, most people love their dogs like their kids.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, you know, and I'm glad that we're seeing like the, what is that super high-end dog food, like the Blue Mountain, whatever.
It's so not good for your dogs.
Is Blue Mountain not good for
your dogs? Well, because it's just like massive amounts of protein that your dog doesn't necessarily really
need. I thought you were supposed to like feed your dog like, you know, how you eat, you know, like.
Well, I mean, if your dog's going to the gym 4 days a week.
Yeah, not like my chubby, like. Like barely
never
moving
moves.
Dog.
You don't need to load up on protein if you're just sitting around all day.
I just get a double quarter pounder for my dog. Swing through McDonald's. There you go.
Dog's like best dad ever.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just learned that my favorite burger joint just changed ownership and they completely changed their menu. I'm literally heartbroken. I'm shook.
Message deleted.
I think that's like everything in life. Just when something changes that you're used to, if it's part of your daily routine or it's your favorite place, it just stinks.
People hate change.
Yeah. Everything about it.
That's why I don't go to different restaurants and try different things. I go to the same places all the time. Order the same
I am
things.
Such a creature of habit.
Menu.
Absolutely the same for me. Like when I decide that I like something, I'll just buy it in bulk.
Do you remember like when you were first dating your wife or your husband, Audrey, that like you would go to like places you've never been before? It was like always adventurous. And now like
now you're like, where do you want to go? We only have three places to choose from.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I think Dave would make a great judge. Seriously. I think he's got a good head on his shoulder. Mahoney, on the other hand, would be terrible. An absolute monster.
Message deleted.
How dare you?
No, I agree with that. See, I'm not really a great judge of anything. It's just that Mahoney is so outlandish. It's kind of like when you have one of those TV court shows, like Judge Judy, Judge Joe Brown. Like, you need a really amped up judge. Mahoney would be very good in that role because most of the people that roll into the courtroom are not really that... But see, I'm not really that reasonable. I just seem reasonable because Mahoney is always flying off the handle.
I feel like if you're a judge, especially like if I was a TV judge, like if I got elected in a local election, I think I would take those duties very seriously. But if somebody were to give me like a TV judge job, I would make the most ridiculous verdicts of all time, without a doubt. And you lose, my deputy is going to shoot you in the knee. We're amping up the stakes here.
RKO out of nowhere.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, do you know why I don't like you? Because you're too freaking awesome. I don't have nothing bad to say about you. You're like the perfect man.
Message deleted.
Can we stop it with all the stupid compliments towards us?
Come on, man. Nobody
wants to hear that.
We're all hot garbage. I just bury my bodies a little deeper than Mahoney does.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
There is something to be said about that, though. Surround yourself with people way more incompetent than you are, and you will look like a genius.
Yeah, it's like why I have ugly friends. Uh-oh.
We're not friends.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So officers in Sherwood, Arkansas, responded Monday night to a report of a burglary. They found a broken window and the resident's ex-husband holding a Dr. Pepper that he had taken from the refrigerator.
What is up with all the Dr. Pepper-related crime that has been happening over the last few weeks?
There's been a lot.
Pepsi products in general.
People take their Dr. Pepper seriously.
Is it a Coke? Is it a Coke product? Oh, my God.
Hold on. Dr. Pepper is an independent brand.
Sorry, old girl.
That's why we can see Dr. Pepper at places that have Coke and Dr. Pepper at places that have Pepsi.
What? Really?
They are their own. Them and 7-Up.
Really?
Yep.
Very interesting, fun fact. Thank you for
this
lesson. So
the 37-year-old became aggressive and began cursing at officers as they approached the apartment, according to the report. He reportedly threatened to kill the officers when they tried to handcuff him. Police said that Goodwin's ex-wife had a no-contact order against him. He was arrested, charged with 6 misdemeanors, 2 felonies, including terroristic threatening, burglary, and theft of property, because nobody takes a Dr. Pepper that's not theirs in Arkansas.
Yeah, sweet!
Justin Guarini will hunt you down.
Beat your ways. A Florida man has pleaded guilty in connection with a trafficking scheme to smuggle live water monitor lizards into the U.S. Who's
buying these?
How do you get to this point in life where you're like, my path to riches is to smuggle monitor lizards into the United States? He would put them in electronics and socks.
So a monitor lizard kind of looks like everybody knows what a Komodo dragon is, right?
Yeah.
It kind of looks just like a Komodo dragon.
Yeah, but it's flat and it sits on your desktop.
Wait, is a Komodo dragon or a Komodo dragon?
Komodo dragon.
No, that's the ones that wear the robes.
No, Komodo, yeah, you're right. Akbar Akram, 44, pleaded guilty in federal court in Tampa on Wednesday on one count of wildlife trafficking in a plan, which included stuffing lizards into socks and concealing them inside electronics in order to avoid detection.
So a baby Asian water monitor for sale, you can find them for like $129.
So, again, he admitted to importing more than 20 live water monitor lizards from the Philippines in 2016, a violation of the Lacey Act and Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. Some of the lizards were received by Akram, were sold to customers located in Colorado, Connecticut, and Massachusetts.
Like, if you're going to smuggle stuff, just go with the drugs in the butt.
Yes, like, again.
Just come on.
I feel like those lizards aren't doing very good at upholding their name. They're not monitoring any waters at all.
You're not
they're
watching anything.
Kidnapped.
What are you doing? Yeah. Who's monitoring the monitors?
No one, apparently.
So we don't always pick on Florida here. Las Vegas Fire and Rescue shared images of a makeshift gas station that was located at somebody's house.
How do you even start doing
that? It was just a bunch of like tanks with like a hose.
Yeah, there's a hose that reached long enough to go from the yard to the street for possible curbside fill-ups, according to the department. The backyard station was part of an illegal trend involving people who purchased gasoline with stolen credit card information before emptying the fuel into storage containers at private homes. The city's code enforcement office is investigating the case, and citations are possible for the homeowners, because of course they are. But again, it just seems like so much work. Like, go get a regular job. You have to go through all the hassle
of stealing
credit cards, and then you steal all the gas, and then you bring it to your house, and you put it in tanks, and you have a bunch of skeezy ass people showing up to buy your bootleg gas.
You've already got a job. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Just go work a 9-to-5 at this point. But the thing that always blows my mind, I've got a couple friends who refuse to go. Like, they see a gas station and it's like 2 cents more than their normal gas station. They will not go to that gas station because they have to save those 2 cents. That's the thing I don't understand, because I'm not driving clear across town to save 3 or 4 cents a gallon.
It adds up.
No, because you use as much gas. Like, okay,
how
my
much
car,
does it
my
add
car
up?
Holds
20, let's say 25 gallons at most, right?
Oh, I was that's all, for a big ass truck. You've got 25 gallons.
Right. So let's say it's 20 gallons for your vehicle. It's 3 cents.
That's 75 cents for the whole tank difference. I just don't get it.
That's my Starbucks.
What are you getting at Starbucks for 75 cents?
A tea.
You are not getting a tea. You're not getting anything.
You're getting a tea.
You're getting laughed out of there. That's.
I'm getting a hot water.
You use more money and gas to drive to that gas station than you would if they're right across the street from each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. But clear across town or
okay,
another
I don't do
town,
that with my gas, but I do that in the grocery store. Like, if I see something that's like the off-brand version of something, if it's like a dollar less, mm-hmm. I'm going to get the dollar less version.
It doesn't taste the same.
Some of it does.
No, it doesn't.
You're lucky you're married, man, because if a guy woke up
at
your house and you tried to...
I had to get my nails done this week. I had to get my lashes done.
You try to pour him a bowl of Bucky Charms. Like, get out of here.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, guys. It's a good thing my husband is a frugal man.
Both of you are frugal.
Oh, I'm not frugal.
You're not frugal at all. You're just, you have priorities.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring that non-name brand corn up in this house.
There's certain things.
Del Monte or nothing.
They're bad.
If it's vegetable oil or whatever, nobody cares. If it's flour, nobody cares what the brand is. But, I mean,
toilet paper and bread, you can't skimp
on that stuff.
No. There's some things. There's some rules that we follow. Yeah.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents The Internet is Awesome.
Our favorite audio clips from this past week include a parrot that was screaming for help, and the neighbors actually called the cops because they thought that there was a damsel in distress. Turns out it was just a parrot that was having some fun. Although some people say that this parrot was screaming for help, and at the beginning of the clip, it sounds like that. As the clip goes on, it sounds like maybe the owner of this parrot's been watching some certain type of movies at the house with the bird watching over his shoulder. So again, at the beginning there, it sounds like she says, help, let me out.
I mean, I'm not mad at the neighbors for calling the cops hearing this. This is crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
Also, parrots don't just like make up stuff on their own. It's all learned sounds. They're mimicking sounds that they have heard.
Repetitively.
Well, speaking of law enforcement, this lady decided that she was going to take up matters with her landlord in all of the wrong ways. This one takes us down to Florida. There was some sort of altercation where she was mad at her landlord, and so she threw a bucket of human feces on her landlord.
And then
to try to bamboozle the cops, mm-hmm. she also smeared it on herself to make it seem like they had both been mm-hmm. attacked.
In a feces fight.
And the cops saw right through it.
I don't know a whole lot about mediation, you know, or resolving conflicts with your neighbors, but this is definitely not the way to go about it. And I feel just so bad for the poor cops who have to, you know, they could be doing something productive, but they're dealing with this crazy woman.
Walk into that smell.
Ugh. Also, who keeps a bucket of poop around?
All I know is you're covered in feces, she's covered in feces. Pretend that I don't know what's going on here.
All right, it's not going to get me.
So
back.
How did all of this happen?
Rub this in my face.
I know. Well, she's covered in it. Yours is dried on your face.
Because she took the poop and rubbed it all over.
And then she dried it on your face?
What? No, Peter said, you want to arrest me?
I'm not sure what's going on. All I know is, in a long time that I've been doing this job, I've never seen anything like it.
How did she get it?
She's dripping with it. It's soaking wet. Hers is not.
Can you imagine that you have to be so crazy that you're going to rub poo on your own face in order to try to have an alibi before you throw a bucket of feces on somebody else? Good detective work there by the officer.
It's the old stink fist.
Yeah.
You know, the stank palm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sacrifice yourself to bring somebody else down as well.
What?
You know what I'm talking about? You
know, I don't know what the stink fist is.
Well, it's Ian, what's it called? Like, it's where you...
Stinky palm?
If you've got, like, swamp butt going on, uh-huh. and then you kind of, like...
You wipe yourself with your hand?
You put your hand down there, and you rub it up your ass, and then you...
Or you shake somebody's hand.
I think that is a stink fist. Yeah.
I think that is it.
Yeah.
That's a thing that people do?
Well,
disgusting
not often.
People, yeah. Yes. But it's an Urban Dictionary thing.
So Ricky Gervais, as you know, hosted the Golden Globes, and I particularly like this joke where he's bagging on Apple. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of Apple products, but they do have some business practices that a lot of people have called into question, and I like the fact that he called it into question while Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, was sitting in the audience.
Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
I don't know if we have ever seen that before where a host of an award show, and that really kind of gives you an idea of the point that we've gotten to with award shows, where they have to get up there and lecture the most powerful people in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
To get off their high horse. We've never seen that before, have we?
I love that he did that. And there was actually a lot of tweets, obviously. There was a lot of people who were really sensitive. But one of the best ones that I saw was people are talking about it right now, so he must be doing actual comedy. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, he's doing it with no remorse, and I love it.
He's like, I don't care. No. I don't care.
He ain't
it's
ever
my last year.
He's never getting hired by Apple, that's for sure. Or Disney.
That is true. So we did Cover Your Ears on Tuesday, and a fantastic rendition of Fun We Are Young was featured. And our caller, unfortunately, did not get this.
Or any other ones.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, but here you go.
Just across the bar, my seat's been taken by some sunglasses. I spent my scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, my holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Oh, it's such glorious karaoke every Tuesday morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. And final one, this has got to be the highlight of my week when it came to finding audio from the internet. This is actually over in the UK. There was a woman who went out to eat the night before, and she had had some spicy curry, and I guess didn't agree with her. And she called the 911 equivalent, 999 over there, and was reporting that things were not going well as she was sitting on the toilet. And they, of course, thought that it was a prank call, and she was adamant this is no joke, even though they weren't having it.
Police emergency.
Chicken corba, and my ass is on fire, mate.
Hello?
I'm the paramedics, because I think I'm going to be on the toilet for 3 hours.
Right, okay.
This is not a prank call! My ass is on fire!
Okay, don't you think you need to call the medical team?
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So this was a knockdown, drag-out fight, quite literally. Wigs went flying when a bar fight spilled over onto a Manhattan street early Thursday morning. There's a video that's floating around out there if you want to watch it. At least five women are seen throwing punches at one another just before 3 a.m. at Faces and Names Lounge, which is in, again, Manhattan. The women fought outside of the bar, grabbing at each other's hair and slamming one another against walls. One woman is seen kicking another woman in the stomach as two men try to break up the brawl. At one point, two women are seen picking up their wigs and putting them on while another sits on the steps.
You can't leave your wig behind as a man down. The wigs are... I don't know if you ever priced out a wig. Very pricey, Dave.
Why have you priced out a wig, my friend?
Sometimes I want to look pretty. Okay. Don't judge me. And also, can we just talk about how ruthless women fights are? Like, dude fights happen, you know, and sometimes they're brutal, whatever. But, like, anytime you see two women who hate each other going at it, the hair pulling.
It's always the hair pulling, yeah.
Well, it's because what's happening is that you're trying to grab their hair and bring them down to where you can actually like start punching
you
them.
Start throwing
girls,
those uppercuts.
We don't know how to punch. Like we're just like flailing our arms everywhere, like rock 'em sock 'ems or whatever
you
they are.
You look like one of those waving arm guys at a car dealership.
Yeah, yes, wavy arm inflatable tube guy thing. Yes, we are those people. We don't know what we're doing.
I don't want to tell you guys how to do your business, but if you are a car dealership and you are listening today and you've ever used one of the wavy guy things, if you can get a wavy guy thing that spews wigs, you are going to be the talk of the town.
And people would be really happy because wigs are expensive.
Exactly.
It's true. It's true.
Act what like a gift. Never priced out a wig.
So residents and officials in Tempe, Arizona are baffled after a graffiti artist that calls himself Penis Man has swooped in and started spray painting the crude tag all around town. According to the recent reports, this individual has struck nearly 40 times. And so some people are calling him a local hero.
I'm Penis Man.
He's going around to all of these different things and just spray painting dongs on everything. The vulgar vandal has garnered praise across social media, according to the Tempe City officials. 34 to 48 instances in the past week. However, Tempe police say none of the complaints have really made it to them yet, because who really cares? Yes, there's a dong on that. Yes, there's a dong on this. Penis Man has been here.
I hope that when they catch him, though, they find out it's not just one man. It's a whole collective. It's a plethora of penis men.
Oh, man.
It's a whole Marvel
you
cast.
You may be able to lock one of us up, but you can't stop us all.
It's a whole Marvel cast. So deep fake feet are now a thing. This foot does not exist is a website that allows users to text requests for a limitless number of machine-generated foot pics. So we were actually just talking about this the other day, whether or not we should sell pictures of our feet on the internet to try to make money. Ian thinks we should.
Which you actually got the most...
I got the most votes for...
Yeah, you did. And Ian was a close second.
They haven't seen our feet yet.
That is correct. I have beautiful feet. I could be a foot model.
There was a lot of assumptions that you get pedicures regularly. And then Ian, everyone said that you just might have girly feet.
Hey. First and foremost, sexist. Second of all, my feet are ugly. I have hobbit feet. Yeah. Like, it's fungus and so, like athlete's foot.
Why does this website exist?
Because people are creepy and they want pictures of people's feet. Even
but these
if
aren't
not,
people's feet. Yeah, well, these
really
are just
matter.
Random.
Well, it's like why people watch the anime adult videos, you know? It's like...
It's for the story.
Yeah.
Well, but at least there's a character and a background. And
where
also,
has that foot walked? I don't know, but I'd
like
also, to hear the story.
And also, don't confuse the two, Dave. You're going to get the Japanese porn nerds upset at you. Anime is cartoons. Hentai is the porn cartoons. There's a distinct difference.
So when anime
is just like Dragon Ball Z or Pokemon.
No, I get that, but when they're all doing it, that's not...
It's called
still
hentai.
Called
hentai or something like that.
It's still not anime, just freaky anime.
Well, it's animated, yeah, no.
Hentai is what it's called?
Hentai, I believe.
There we go.
Hentai.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
I believe. Know. Yeah. No,
I got a thing for dragons. I don't know.
Pull up your box.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Is that why you put that Mulan clip in there the other day with Mushu?
That wasn't me. That was Mahoney.
Oh.
He also has a thing for dragons.
No, it's just Eddie Murphy. I want to be his 11th wife.
Hi, Matt.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Ivan is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. This is not Ivan the Blind Mexican. I understand this is Ivan the Seeing Mexican.
There you go, yeah.
All right.
2020, buddy.
Hell yeah.
2020 and 2020. All right, here we go. So these are all real freakouts that happen at fast food restaurants. You're trying to figure out which fast food restaurant these freakouts happen in. In each one of the clips, there are little clues as to what it may be, okay? So I'm going to tell you kind of the setup, and then I'm going to play you the audio, and then I'll give you a multiple choice of which restaurants it could be. And if you want to hear the audio an extra time, no problem at all, okay?
Sweet, sounds good. Thanks.
Trying to get 2 out of 3. Here we go. This woman is upset with the quantity and quality of the 3 items that she got, okay? The quantity and the quality of the 3 items, this woman is upset.
No! Stupid ass over 3 not freaking do you want to talk all that you trying to bitch, you made $10. Girl, with you? Who? I'm telling this bitch up. I'm going to break down
Wow. Whoa. Wow, that was a lot of clanking and punching and everything else. That's pretty tough, too. Is that A, McDonald's, B, Burger King, or C, Taco Bell?
Let's go with B, Burger King.
B, Burger King is unbelievably correct, yes. How did you get that?
Where did you get that from? Is that just a guess?
He knows the clanks. There's certain items that they have out, you know, that give these clues to who's freaking out at what fast food restaurant.
Okay, second there one here. This guy is upset with his wait time. If you get this right, you can win it right here. A man is upset with his wait time.
Shut your big hole! All I ordered was a chicken, and you give me I ordered it half a hour, and you give me and what the do you want?
Woo. Sheesh.
Was that A, a Popeyes, B, a McDonald's, or C, a Subway?
Can you play it again one more time? That was a little scratchy.
Yeah, here we go.
Shut your big hole! All I want is a chicken, and you can eat. I ordered it half a hour. You give me. And what the do you want?
Okay, all right. So A, Popeyes, B, McDonald's, or C, Subway for the win.
Damn, let's go with Popeyes.
Yeah, I heard a chicken in there as well. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. That was McDonald's. I think he was talking about a chicken salad.
Yes.
Chicken salad is what he was going for there. Yeah. So it's all right. You got one correct. You got one incorrect.
Why
got
to play us like that?
It's tricky.
I like how in that clip you hear a woman say, have we called the cops yet on this guy? Like, can we please call the cops on him?
I mean, if I've been waiting 30 minutes for a chicken salad, I'm going to be pretty mad too.
This is number three, third and final one. One incorrect, one correct. It all comes down to this. And this is an employee that's sick of his job. Let's have a listen.
Yo, open.
I'm tired of this job. My pleasure. Go yourself. Go get a chicken sandwich.
It'll be my pleasure.
You running after the car?
Was that A, a KFC, B, a Long John Silver's, or C, a Chick-fil-A?
God, let's go with Chick-fil-A.
For the win, you nailed it. I've always wondered if saying my pleasure actually got on the nerve of the employees at Chick-fil-A, and maybe not for all of them, but for that guy, it was a little too much.
You got to stay with the sour look, bro.
Glitz, glamour, fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So there is a celebrity feud that happens in Canada, and it's not hosted by Steve Harvey. They don't just rerun the same one that, you know, we all see in the United States. It is a totally different version, but there is the same kind of concept, right? Where they kind of set people up to give boneheaded answers, and that is exactly what happened here. Again, this is the Canadian version. It came down to, like, the final question. So, you know, after they've all gone through it and it's a tie to decide who gets to go on to that final round and play for the $10,000, they have to just answer one question. The first one to buzz in gets to answer first. And what's really great about this is that the lady that answers this is so confident that she got the right answer, because she actually starts doing this little shimmy like she's walking
shoulder
backwards. Kind of like
almost
that.
Looks like she scored a touch. She's like a wide receiver in the NFL.
She's kind of doing like a reverse Conor McGregor, like backing up with her arms wagging all over the place.
She's feeling it.
She is feeling it, and she was so wrong.
Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Show me chicken.
Spinach, Jerry.
Show me spinach!
I mean, maybe she's not wrong, but again, just one more time.
Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Also, where did you get such a southern accent in
chicken.
Canada?
Chicken!
Does it just come out when you're talking about fried chicken? That
I guess
accent?
So. It happens to some of us. Honestly, I can't let it falter because I feel like that would be some dumb something that I would do. Just like
you just
not
blurt
even
out
hear,
the first
oh,
thing
so
that comes
stupid.
To your mind.
Yeah.
So Stranger Things 4 is beginning production in Lithuania. Stranger Things 4 is highly anticipated. I never watched the third season. I don't know why.
It was good. It was better. Better than the second. I
kind of fell off after the second season because I thought it was kind of meh.
It wasn't bad. The second season
wasn't
great.
Good.
It wasn't good. First season was amazing. Yeah, second season was like, all right. Third season, I would say
it brought it back.
Was really good, just especially because it like centered around a mall and it gives you all those feelings back from, you know, going
being
to
a mall
rats. When you were a kid and things like that. So I'm glad that they're doing a season four. Do we know if this is the last season of Stranger Things or
it's possible that it might be the last, but they haven't been forthright on that because we know that the guys behind Stranger Things, that whole production team. They just signed an enormous development deal with Netflix, and I don't know if that continues with more seasons of Stranger Things. But I think if you know season four is a hit, they just keep rolling with it.
There's, you know, I will say this though: there is something that may or may not be missing from season four, and if it is missing, I don't see how it could possibly be as good as it was.
Is it strange for you guys to watch people grow up on TV?
Yes.
Because when there's a new season and it's been, I don't know, a couple of years since the last season has wrapped up, and then they come back and they distinctly look older. Like that was like one thing 40. For me with Modern Family.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like Luke, the son, was a little kid when that show started, and now he's like 6'3", and it kind of messes me up. Like he's taller than Phil, his dad.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
It's kind of like the whole entire Harry Potter, all of those movies, they went through their entire like adolescence.
Yeah.
But also what bothers me is whenever this actually just happened in, what is it, the Breaking Bad movie that they just came out with, Todd came back fat.
Yeah, you can't
like,
come
you
back.
Can't come back. Like, 100 pounds heavier than what you left.
Oh, did you guys see that thing that was floating around about the guy from...
My Name is Earl.
Remember the Titans?
Like, yeah, and Remember the Titans.
The super fat guy from that?
No, maybe. I don't
so
know.
You recognize him if you saw him, but he's like Jack now. He's in great shape.
Good for
but
him.
He was like super fat in all of those movies and you know, kind of like the
Ethan
fat... Ethan Slupley, yeah. So he was, you know, enormous.
Oh, yeah!
And you see
he
the
was
now
like the
picture?
Notorious, yes.
So, yeah. But
he was also in. Wasn't he in the movie Blow?
He's been in a whole bunch of things.
Yeah,
he's a kind of character actor who's been around, pretty good guy. But the
good
fact that like he got this, he grew a beard, which again, as we've always
face
said,
makeup
face dudes. Makeup for dudes, grows a real thick beard, gets jacked. Now he can't get roles.
Well,
he's
got to
shift his. He's got to shift the lane.
He's had to like gain weight back to try to get those roles back.
Just action movies.
I tell you what, I didn't like Skinny Jonah Hill. It messed me up.
No,
I like Fat Jonah.
Jonah Hill's kind of a.
He's getting pretty
too,
weird.
He's too big for his own good.
Yeah,
I feel like art hipster now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's just
like
not Jonah
Basel.
Hill.
Yeah.
You're just like the fat stoner. Like, can you just keep being that guy?
I liked him in Wolf on Wall Street, where he was just being like a funny,
he's
like
a good actor.
He's a good actor. Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, Moneyball was good too.
So a lot of people are giving Daniel Craig a hard time because in the upcoming Bond 25 movie, he has appeared in an advertisement for Heineken drinking a non-alcoholic beer. And some people are saying that's not very James Bond-like.
It's not.
I mean, who cares, though?
I'm not a fan of these, like, there's all these, like, non-alcoholic drinks that are out that are just, like, blowing up. There's, like, Lagunitas makes a hop water now, and our boss told us that he's tried the Heineken NA, and he says it's actually pretty good, but
what's the point?
That's what I'm saying. There's no chance that I'm ever drinking a beer that doesn't have alcohol in it, because it still doesn't taste as good as, like, the calories that I'm going to be ingesting.
And truly, nobody's ever really, like, drinking for like the taste of the vodka soda or for the Heineken. Like you're really just doing it because you tolerate the taste of a Heineken.
It's like the best Japanese whiskey in the world that you're spending, you know, stupid amounts of money on. You know, the reason it's so good is because it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, it's so smooth. It doesn't really taste like
it doesn't hurt until the next day. So this is a pretty unbelievable story. Leonardo DiCaprio rescued a guy who fell off of a cruise ship in the Caribbean.
So I thought you were going to say he's dating a 26-year-old now. I was like, that old?
Oh man. How
he is. 22 still, I think.
No, the cutoff is 25. As soon as they turn 25, they are out.
They're out, yeah. That was one of the good jokes that Ricky Gervais had at the Golden Globes. Did you catch that one?
No.
He said, the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was so long that... When Leonardo DiCaprio went to the screening with his girlfriend, by the time it was over, she was too old for him. But no, this is a pretty unbelievable story. So Leo and his girlfriend, Camila, 22, were on a boat near St. Bart's on December 30th when they found there was an emergency search for a guy, so they joined in. This guy was an employee of Club Medship, and he got too drunk and fell overboard. And so Leo goes out searching for him, and sure enough, there he is, Rose! I kid you not, this guy had been treading water for 11 hours.
Oh, no way.
Before he was finally rescued. And as the man looks up, it's the hand of Leonardo DiCaprio reaching down to pull him out of the water.
Coming back from the depths of the water himself.
He's like, I have died and gone to heaven.
And they're like, there's not enough room on this door. Sorry, get in the water, Leo.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Who treads water for 11 hours?
That guy.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Alright, here we go. All right, Tinder. Let's see. Two male hosts ears only.
Message deleted.
If you're looking for some freaky stuff.
Yeah, you've come to the right place, my friend.
I would say double your pleasure, but it's probably not.
No, just double your misery.
Aww,
double your sadness.
Guys.
The worst gum commercial ever.
Uh-huh.
I said gum.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have actually had six ferrets throughout my life, and oh man, I missed four of them that I crossed over so bad. It was Amy, Archie, Arnie, and Annabelle.
Message deleted.
What?
Did he say he had four ferrets?
I think he said he had six in total, but
six
four have passed away.
Oh, they've crossed the rainbow bridge into ferret land.
Was he like trying to be the Kardashians of a ferret father? Annie, Archie, Annabelle, and I'm missing one. It was another A name.
Let's see.
It was Amy, Archie, Arnie, and Annabelle.
Amy.
Amy.
Can you imagine being the ferret named Amy?
I actually had a, I swear to God.
Oh, my God. You didn't have a fair name.
I had. No, I didn't. Her name was Bonnie.
Bonnie. Okay.
I thought it was Amy.
Bonnie.
It was Bonnie. Close enough.
Bonnie.
Were you Kris Jenner? Did you have, like,
Beatrice and Booty
or something?
Well, my family, my mom, like, stayed home with me for most of my childhood. She didn't go back to work, I think, until I was in high school. But she, you know, always had like these side jobs. Either she would like stay at home and watch kids with us, or she bred exotic birds for many years. And along with breeding and exotic birds, we had like her best friend was a ferret breeder, so we had six ferrets of our own.
Man, I tell you what, the six ferrets. The side hustles were so much more interesting before the internet.
Yes.
Now you can just sell crap on the internet, or you know, you drive for Uber or Lyft or whatever. I mean, there's lots of ways that you can have little side hustles now, but you used to have to like make things or breed weird birds or, I mean, the side hustles from back in the day.
You know how much birds, like if you sell like
thousands.
An African gray or macaw.
And those things are a-holes and they live forever.
African grays, I mean, they're nice birds.
Macaws are not nice and parrots are jerks.
Macaws I never really liked, but they're the most beautiful birds in the world.
They're gorgeous.
If you don't know what a macaw is, think of every Tommy Bahama shirt you've ever seen or every Mexican restaurant you've ever seen. And there, that one bird that's always in a painting on the wall, that's
always
a macaw.
Is that why you have such a sentiment? Like, that's why you wear all your Tommy Bahamas?
Yes.
Just because you're remembering your childhood?
Throw back to the birds.
Oh, how sweet.
And how they would bite the hell out of me.
Oh, my mom just chomp down
so
on your
my
finger.
Mom gave me a side job. So, like, my job, like, to earn money.
You had a side
week.
Hustle to her side hustle?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be to clean.
You were helping her make that bridge.
That's right.
Because birds are messy as hell, so I would have to go down there and clean it every day. You know, and I was so bad at it, she fired me and hired another kid in the neighborhood.
No way.
That is the story of Mahoney's life, where he will intentionally do something so poorly that the person will just say, forget it, I'll do it myself. That is his entire childhood, and that's why we work so well together.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Who on the show is using the little spoon? And, like, who is, like, the big spoon? Or maybe you prefer to spoon both ways?
Message deleted.
I am Big Spoon.
Are you really? Like you clasp onto Andrew like a backpack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a little spider monkey.
That's called jetpacking. When the smaller person is the big spoon.
Jetpack.
You're jetpacking.
Do you like being jetpacked?
No. Yeah. No. It's like at this point in my relationship, my wife and I, it's like I could like our
best. Kiss goodnight. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
But also
yeah.
Like that. But if I'm like, freezing cold.
She can burrow under me. I'm good. But don't like.
Burrow under you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
her feet underneath you?
Feet and arms.
No.
But nothing over on top. No going over me. Mostly because her arms aren't bigger than my belly. So
only
you just don't want her
there.
To give you a little pat on the belly button. Boop, boop. It's going to be okay. Sweet dreams.
She just starts rimming your belly button with her finger. You're like, this is
tingle.
This is weird. All right, let's do it.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Here we are again. A Friday.
All I want to eat is them barbecue.
A week of hard work paying off right now. And who better to be drinking with than my friends here in front of us?
None of us like you. Tell us what we're drinking today.
Oh, well, fine then. I didn't give me that beer back. I was the one who brought the beer
in. I'm kidding.
How dare you? And the beer that we are drinking today is a big one. The Founders CBS. Not like the broadcasting company. This CBS stands for the Canadian Breakfast Stout. The Canadian Breakfast Stout has 11.3% alcohol by volume. Today being served in a 12-ounce brown bottle that comes in a 4-pack. The price of this 4-pack, a little steep at $20.90. $2.99 per four-pack. Wow. Proper glassware, serve it out of a pint glass, a mug. I recommend serving this beer anywhere between 50 and 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
So you say it's steep, but I mean, if you drink a four-pack of these, you are going to be toast.
Oh, you need a nap, fat nap.
Yeah. You'll be on your head, without a doubt. And I think that's why they do sell these in four-packs. But that price point may sound steep, but there is a reason why, and if you continue to listen, we will tell you why. The five categories in which we rate every single beer on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. My friends, again, like I said, a hard-fought week of work, a brand new year,
nobody's
a brand new beer. Let's all
cheers
and have a drink of the Founders Brewing Canadian Breakfast Stout.
It sounds like TV static. Is that just straight like some of the head up there?
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
It's like chocolate.
It's like chocolate milk.
It actually does go down pretty smooth.
Mm. Which is scary for 11%.
Yeah. The look of the Founders CBS, it pours like a deep black, hints of mahogany around the edge.
I mean, even if you hold it up to a direct light, you still can't see.
There is
much
no visibility through it unless you're holding it to a direct light source that produced about 2.5 inches of tightly compressed light brown head. There's an ample amount of thick, creamy lacing creeping down the side of my glass. Mm-hmm. But you look at it, you go, oh boy, that's going to be a big one. And it is. Let's move on to the smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the Founders CBS.
Definitely get a lot of sweetness in there.
Yep.
Getting some coffee notes as well.
For sure, coffee.
Is it like maple? What is that?
Yes, it is maple. This beer, so there's a couple BS beers that are being made by the guys over there at Founders. The other one being the Kentucky Breakfast Stout.
Mm-hmm.
That one is aged in straight Kentucky bourbon barrels.
Yeah, she is.
This one is aged in bourbon barrels that were then filled with maple syrup.
So you get a little bit of that sweet.
You don't get as much of that bourbon. You get a much more sweetness. Is this does the nose on this, Audrey, does it invite you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I really don't say no to many of these. Anything that's like the coffee, the caramel, like
the
darker
ones.
Notes, the sweeter ones, especially the bourbon barrels. Those are definitely my flavor of tea here. But whenever I'm smelling it, I'm hyperventilating. But no, it's definitely a lot of coffee. I'm a big coffee fan, which is actually kind of crazy because for this, I could almost stand for a breakfast stout to be a little bit more coffee flavor.
Yes. Even though they say this is a breakfast stout, this is a stout, in my opinion, that could be drank anytime and every time. Like you both said, there's those aromas of rich chocolate, a light scent of coffee over there. But that overall sweetness from the maple syrup really gives it an inviting feeling, in my opinion. Let's move on to our favorite category and beer for breakfast, which is the taste. Cheers, my friends. Let's all take a drink of the Founders Canadian Breakfast Stout.
I mean, she's definitely potent.
I mean, she's potent, but you don't really get a lot of that alcohol considering that it's 11%. I mean, that's
11.3.
I mean, that's a ton of alcohol, and it's pretty almost dangerously smooth because of that. Like, you get some of the malts on the backside, which really kind of even it out.
Yep.
It's pretty smooth for an 11%.
I think the very first beer we ever did with Audrey was the Kentucky Breakfast Stout, this cousin. Where do you think about the Canadian Breakfast Stout?
I like it. And this is truly not a bias, but that KBS was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because, I mean, yes, this is aged in like the maple bourbon barrels, and I do appreciate that. But it's almost giving it sweetness in weird ways for me. Like,
really?
I like it to have more of the darker notes, and this is picking up like kind of in a weird sweet way. Like,
okay.
It's not necessarily, and I know I've said this to you guys before, where you could like drop some ice cream in it and make it like an adult float.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you could do that with this one.
No.
It would mess it up. Like, it's really well balanced, and if you added anything to it, it would toss it all off.
I think
off.
The balance is a very key there, and I think one of the reasons why I like this one more than I like the KBS is because of that maple and the less bourbon, because I felt like even though the KBS was phenomenal, It was very bourbon forward. This one is much easier to drink. If I was introducing people to a stout, this would definitely be one of them. Solid roasted malt base, as Dave pointed out. A little bit of coffee in there, like the nose was there as well. That maple sweetness is just throughout. And in the finish, instead of like a hop bite, you almost get like a sweetness that kind of just covers your tongue front to back.
And it's not that bitter.
It's not bitter chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, you have some chocolate that's kind of bitter and it hangs out. Mm. And it's I don't like that on the tongue at the end, but this is pretty smooth, man.
I don't know what the IBUs on this are because Founders doesn't release those, but as far as the just bitterness, there is zero bitterness to this beer. It's a very sweet, but it's not too sweet. It's not
and
like...
she just got a little kissy cousin.
And as you pointed out, the alcohol almost non-existent. The mouthfeel, medium-bodied, smooth, creamy, and the overall drinkability on this. If I have one complaint about the CBS from Founders, it has nothing to do with the beer itself. Look at the cap that you guys pulled off of that bottle. This is the most incredibly sharp bottle cap that I have ever run into in my entire life.
Did you nick your finger on it?
Yes. Oh, yes, boy. I did. You could literally open a box with it, and I'm not sure if this is normal or if this is an outlier, but like its cousin, this isn't an everyday drinker due to the high ABV, the high price, and limited availability, but that does not take away from the drinkability score. It's the phenomenal brewers over there at Founders have produced another classic, in my opinion, and this surpasses its cousin, KBS. My recommendation is if you can get your hands on CBS from Founders Brewing, I'd highly recommend doing so, especially when it's a little chilly outside. Dave,
yes.
Can I get a drum roll?
You bet.
One of my favorite stouts I've ever had. On Mahoney's Beer Scout Supremacy, I give the Founders CBS a 4.5 out of 5.
She's hella fine. 10, 10, 10, 10.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's just go with the self-care thing. So that's four.
Did I already say?
Yeah, hair, lashes, spray tan, facial.
Yeah.
Five.
Anything else?
Nope.
So what is Audrey on her list of all the things? Well, there's only one that was bleeped there, but she's been, she did the self-care day yesterday where she got all her stuff done, mm-hmm. went into the shop for a little bit and got all perted up. What's on the list? 702-791-1075. It's actually a pretty good prize today. It's $250 promo card for Living Spaces. So if you have want to get some stuff for the house or whatever, it's a good way to kickstart that.
That's right. Remember the guy who called yesterday? He's like, I'm buying my chick a dresser.
Dresser.
That's right. You know what? You can never have enough dressers.
Go on.
You just can't, like, because all the storage in a dresser, like, you could just not have enough dressers because the amount of storage space in a dresser is impressive.
Yeah.
Like the next thing besides like when I, you know, like when I dream of being rich one day.
Yeah.
Besides the seat and a shower that is directly under the water.
So you can sit there and cry and no one will know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The built-in, I want a built-in dresser in my closet. Like that is the.
That's the
next level of like, okay, you have made it to like a solid upper middle class.
Do you know how you know when you're rich is when you have the island in your closet. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
Where you have a big enough closet to have an island
and it's
in
got
there.
Like a watch drawer.
Yeah, for all your jewels and stuff.
I'll never get that kind of money.
One can dream.
Yeah, right. Yeah. X1075, good morning. What's your name?
Hey, I'm Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's the correct answer?
Nails,
there you go. First off, exquisite name. Secondly, well done today. $250 promo card for Living Spaces is yours, my friend.
All right.
Thanks for hanging with us. Have a great weekend.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.